cinema and the band is in bed for all the years. And I can't look without them, so I decided to quit the relationship and live with my kids just to be happy or whatever, you know what I mean? And this week can't handle. About 5 weeks ago. About 5 weeks ago.
But so because he live with your children.
Yeah, because he just want to come in the house and smoke cocaine in the house and all this kind of thing.
So from then he's been calling and threatening
you also? Yeah, well he called me. He called Ashley phone 17 times towards the morning. Friday morning, yeah. The 12-year-old. And when he see me up in the interior, he would threaten me, you know, cuss me out, and I'm sorry, I got a little bit of regrets, and I'm going to suffer tea hands and all this kind of thing.
So you trade in the interior?
Yeah, we have a shop up there.
Both of you?
Well, after this separation, so after I decided to move on with my kids, with the help of my son, I opened a new shop, and I gave him everything that we had. I gave him everything. I said to the shop with everything, the stocks, the freezer, generator, everything, take it and go with it. I don't want to take it. Because I know, you know, and I start a new, I care back a new shop the other day. On the 7th, I go back with a new shop again. Yeah. Right now, I got a generator, Sylvie's at the sabotage. The aisle sump is sheer sand, full of sand. You could go to Sylvie's and I check it out, full of sand. It's sabotage the engine.
What's the name of the baby?
Ariane Gill.
Uh-oh.
1 year old. Yeah, 1 year, 1 month. She's 13 months and a couple days.
What exactly happened? What happened to that through
this? Me and this fellow live together. Mark and Gabby used to live together, and because of the abuse, I decided to quit because my children couldn't be around me. They couldn't come by me. I said that I cannot live without them. So I decided to quit the relationship and live with my kids. I gave him everything that we had, that we worked together for. I gave it to him, and I moved on. He told me twice that he's going to hold the closest thing to me. And I made a report at the police station. And I came down with Thursday because he said that he's coming to town and we have a court date on Thursday. No.
Where?
At East Ville Annandale.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to live there too.
Okay.
And at his separation, he moved out and so on. I finished it with that. And I went to Peninsula. He still keep threatening me. I made a report at the station. I come down with Thursday. And he called my daughter phone like 17 times Thursday morning, Friday morning actually, at 2:30. I went to the station Thursday again, Friday again at Vigilance. I made a report, showed him the calls. Even told a friend that he's going to get a gun and kill me. The friend came to the station and made a report also. And whatever. And today he just showed up just like that and put his hand through the window and started shooting up. The baby was with the aunt, Ashley, in the sitting room looking at TV. I was inside taking a little nap. And my daughter was cooking. And I hear the shot go off and I run outside. I see it by the window there with the gun. And he was focusing more on Ashley than on me because I was at the bedroom door standing like this. And just pushing Ashley and just keep looking at Ashley all the time.
So the baby was whose baby?
My next daughter baby, Ariel baby. Yeah. Yeah. There's the four of us, yeah. There's the four of us used to live there. Yeah.
Where were you at the time he was shooting?
I was in the room and after I heard the shot, I run to the door. And he was more focusing on like Ashley than on me because like I don't know if he didn't see me or he was just focusing on Ashley because he told me that he's going to hold the closest thing to me. So he was like focusing on Ashley more because she run today.
Ashley is his daughter?
No. No.
Do you have any children for
him? No.
How long were you guys together?
About 3.5 years.
You broke up a couple months ago?
I like about 5 weeks ago.
5 weeks ago?
Yeah. After the breaking up, he told me that that's the worst mistake that I made in my life, to leave him. Yeah.
He's been threatening you all the time?
All the time, all the time. He breached the order all the time, all the time.
So where is he? Did they arrest him or so, you know?
No, he had a car waiting on him because the neighbor said that they saw a blue car pull off. Run and gun, he pull off. Maybe run and jump in the car and gun.
What is his name?
Mark Angai.
Mark
Angai.
Yeah. How old is he?
45.
45.
45.
And he lived in Annandale too?